On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, our last broadcast before Christmas this year, wrapping up our toolbox conversation following our 2018 home maintenance calendar. We've been working on 2019 for so long now, I'm going to feel like I'm starting 2020 when the new year hits. But following our 2018 home maintenance calendar, you know, December's always a what to talk about month for us because nobody's really working on projects around the house. If something breaks, plumbing lines, your heater, if you get electrical shortage, those kinds of things we take care of. But for the most part, any kind of projects, repairs, maintenance, they all just get shoved to the side just because we've got other things to do. We've got shopping, we've got family, we've got meal preparation, we've got recreational activities, and there's so many other things we're doing. We're not worried about the home. So, and what we've done this year is for the 30th anniversary of this broadcast, we've put together essential tools that the Arizona homeowners should have for their maintenance around their home, castle, or cabin. And we've put the Thank You for 30 decal we designed for our 30th anniversary on all of these tools and did it as a fundraiser. All the proceeds from these tools go to our three nonprofits. Kind of loosely been talking about the tools each week, but we've kept it the open line hour just because there's only so much interest and interesting things you can talk about. Pair of pliers or a screwdriver. So if you'd like to join the conversation, text us 411-923 and email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Although we do come prepared to not really take a lot of calls just because, again, we don't get a lot of calls this time of year.
I'm serious. I don't think anybody's doing any home improvement right now. The last 2 weeks of the year, You're in holiday mode. You're in vacation mode. You've waited all this time. That's why it's the most wonderful time of the year. That's the real reason why.
Maybe a little bit of gardening. You know, you're picking some weeds out from the front entranceway and dressing up the curb appeal.
And I'll say this about weeds. If there was a way I could harvest them and use them, I'd have food for the rest of the year. But it's been a never-ending issue, and I think it had something to do with the rain we had in October.
Oh, absolutely, and it was warm enough still that they all exploded.
Yeah, and then when you got rid of them, other ones came back. They were just dormant for a while, and so it's been a constant battle. So I could use a vacation from the weeds.
I've got a pen that we have two goats in, and I just drag the pen, and when it's bare dirt, we drag it to the next. And when they eat that down, just drag it to the next. These two goats are going to be busy at least till mid-February with everything they've got on our property to clean up. Looking, and then starting in January, we'll have our home maintenance calendar. It went to print this week. I believe it's off the press. We're supposed to get it Monday, although we will be closed for Christmas Eve. But it's supposed to be delivered Monday, so if you have requested one to be mailed from 2018, you don't need to re-request. We'll just send you one automatically for 2019 until you ask to not receive it anymore. Just a little, what we call lanyap, a little something extra we do here at Rosie on the House. And it sets the standard and expectation of what we're going to cover next year so you know what you're going to hear when you tune into the broadcast. If there's one of these to-dos that hits home with you, you can make sure and tune in for that specific content so that you can know how to do the job and do the maintenance yourself. Each week we cover a home maintenance how-to. Not every single one is maintenance specific because some maintenance items do require professionals to come in and perform that service, but at least you know what they're coming to look for, so you know that if you're not getting taken advantage of, something doesn't sound right, whatever the case may be. But January, we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself projects you can do on the weekend. February, we're talking plumbing. March is aging in place. That's one topic that Rosie and Jennifer have really just dove into the last couple years.
And one thing I learned about aging in place, that actually improves the home and its value of the home.
The universal design that anybody from, you know, toddler to, you know, elderly can use the home functioning.
Right. And if you're going to stay in your home longer than you expected, doing the infrastructure for, say, stabilization bars in the bathroom or you know, anything else of the sort that'll that'll help you stay in your house, that only adds value to the house because it's already there and it just needs to be installed.
And you don't need to be an elderly person to appreciate the grab bars. I don't have any in my shower, but when I'm at a hotel or someplace that does, I use them.
Yeah, but I've caught myself a few times in the shower and going, whoop, nice to have those bars.
So that'll be March topic. April, we're talking hard surfaces, countertops and floors mainly. But both of those have tile, and you can't talk about tile without talking about showers. So that'll be April. May is kitchen remodeling. June is all solar month for obvious reasons. There's going to be – that's always the hottest, most air-conditioned month in the state of Arizona is June. July, we're talking about exterior accents for curb appeal. August, security. September, home automation and home maintenance with our HomeZada app.
It's a neat app.
October, oh man, it's a game changer. October is all about water. We've got November. Speaking of water, we are working on a great water broadcast because of everything that's going on right now. But it's December 22nd. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're going to save it for the first of the year and talk about everything that's going on with the Colorado River Act and the conference that was just in Las Vegas and, you know, what our water levels at Lake Mead are.
And we had Rita McGuire on talking about the history of water, and then we also had two other experts discussing.
Stephanie Smallhouse from the Farm Bureau.
Exactly.
And the attorney.
I can't think of her name.
That was the first time I met her. I haven't got her name designated in memory, but both of them. And they both gave us additional names that you need to talk to these people too.
Yeah.
There's so many people involved in the water issue. It's mind-blowing. November is outdoor living. And then October, we've just got a family sitting around a Christmas plate because it's it's December. And again, nobody's really doing much on their home except entertaining.
A whole bunch of recipes that you can make. All the baking that you do. In fact, I'm doing some baking this weekend. I make treats for the neighbors. And my biggest problem the past 2 weeks was I made one of them early. It's a Christmas fudge, my mom's recipe. Made it every Christmas when we were kids. So it makes a huge batch. So I have a huge batch that I'm going to distribute amongst the neighbors. But I always keep a little box for myself. Most of it's gone already. Which means I'm going to be hiking a lot for Christmas just to burn it off.
We got the weather for it.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Speaking of recipes, in our home maintenance calendar for this year, 2019, coming up, we have the photo contest like we did this year, but we also have a recipe contest. What we've done with the outdoor living hour, the 8 o'clock hour, the first Saturday of the month, we have the Farm Bureau in. Julie's going to have a farmer from Yuma on the broadcast with us that Saturday, and it's going to be, you know, Yuma's the biggest lettuce-producing county in the entire country, and it's going to have a recipe that goes along with whatever local farm product commodity is currently in harvest and available in stores. So we've got a Lebanese bread salad that the Arizona Farm Bureau provided for
a bread that salad.
That's what it says.
A bread salad. Unless the bread is croutonish, you know, I would think it's something like that. Actually, that's perfect timing with all the holiday meals that you're going to be enjoying. You'll probably gain a few extra pounds here and there. So salad's going to come in handy by January.
That's true. There was a master plan behind when lettuce was ready for eating
for harvest,
in the holidays.
Yeah.
There was a plan. So that's our 2019 calendar. You can, if you're not on the mailing list, you can send us an email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And those are and we'll just send us the address you want it sent to. We'll drop one in the mail for you. And that's just the topic we cover in the 10 o'clock hour. In this four-hour broadcast, we have an open line hour in the 9 o'clock, and we will talk specifically each week about one home maintenance item when we're looking at January. The first Saturday of the month is storing holiday decor, and a big part of storing is throwing away all the stuff that's broken from this year and not limping it along to next year. The second week of January, steam cleaning, the carpet and tile, a lot of traffic, a lot of in and out. If you've got a winter lawn, you've probably tracked in a lot of additional fertilizer, dew, stains, stuff
yard
like that.
Material.
Yard material.
Let's put it that way.
There you go. Your air filters, best practices for keeping your air filters up to date. And then the last Saturday in January, we'll talk about cleaning the exhaust fans in the bathrooms. So each week at that 9:30 break, we'll cover a specific home maintenance item. And it's designed to just be in small chunks. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you manage your home? One task at a time. And these tasks just help you keep up to date on your home so that you don't have these big honey to-dos that develop.
Honey to-dos.
Thank you. And as you're doing these, you know, you learn more about your home and how to improve it and maintain it. And just it helps them us keep and protect the biggest asset most of us have, which is our home. So at the time you're ready to move or you need to take out a home equity line of credit, you know, you've got a very valuable property that you can do. And we've adopted and licensed this HomeZada app. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app and sign up for the premium subscribers there. And you can then digitally put these in your calendar. So you've got these reminders each week. Here's what you need to do. And you can put in there, okay, if we're doing air filters, I need to pick up, here's the air filter size and where I buy them. So that when it comes to Saturday or the weekend when you're doing this project, you've got all the materials needed and you don't need to take an extra trip out to go get what you need to do your home maintenance tasks. So that's the Rosie on the House HomeZada app. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com/app.